Serbia may be heading toward membership of the European Union, but its capital, Belgrade, still offers striking reminders of a more turbulent recent past. There are bombed-out buildings that feature prominently on one of the city's main streets. They're the legacy of NATO airstrikes during the Kosovo conflict 15 years ago. There's now a debate about what should happen to the buildings and the prime sites they occupy, the BBC's Guy Delaney reports.
For visitors coming in from the airport, this is often their first sight of Belgrade city centre. Kneza Miloša Boulevard, a major traffic route lined with government departments and embassies. And if you've not seen them before, your jaw will probably drop at the state of some of the buildings. A few of them are just empty shells, the guts blasted out of them by NATO airstrikes 15 years ago. But incredibly, some people still come to work here every day.
There have been some ideas and plans earlier for us, perhaps to relocate to a new building. However, due to current possibilities and available resources, we are still here.
Major Jovan Krivokapic is the official spokesman of Serbia's defense ministry. He works in the apparently shattered headquarters.
Buildings A and B were directly hit during the NATO bombing in 1999 and have been gravely damaged. The building where we work in, the tower, was not hit. It suffered minor damages, which we quickly repaired and continue to work of ministry within it. Our expert teams tested the building stability and concluded that it is perfectly safe for stay and work.
But times are changing. The European anthem echoed around Zagreb's main square as Croatia became the newest member of the European Union in 2013. Now Serbia is set to follow its neighbour. Formal accession negotiations started a year ago. Amid talk of reform and moving on from negative images of the past, there have been suggestions that Belgrade's bombed buildings could be replaced by a high-end hotel. But campaigners say the structures and location are far too important to be developed without full consultation.
It represents a masterpiece of the modern post-war architecture in Yugoslavia and even abroad. It was protected as a cultural heritage in 2005.
Architect Eva Čukić is a member of the urbanism and culture organization Ministry of Space.
I think there are two ways. One is for sure to make a public contest, an open call for architects and urbanists and professionals to make a decision about the future of the project. And another thing is maybe a referendum, like the Tempelhof example from Berlin. I think it should stay a public space for sure.
But there could yet be a reprieve for the bomb-damaged Defense Ministry buildings. City architect Milutin Folic says he'd like to incorporate them into any development on the site.
To me, it's much bigger attraction to see a bombed building and to hear some story that's behind it than to see some new hotel which can be seen elsewhere in the world. My personal opinion would maybe go a bit more towards that of preserving maybe one of these buildings or something like that as a tourist attraction and as a part of history. But it is up to the whole government decision, not only mine.
With Serbia on track to join the EU, symbolism will play an important part in the government's decision. People here need a reason to feel optimistic about the future after years of economic gloom and international censure. But for city centre workers like Major Krivokapic, modernising mustn't mean sacrificing the past.
I can give you the answer what any citizen of Belgrade would give you. These buildings have a great symbolic meaning for us, that we have forgiven what had happened here, and in that sense we are ready to move on. But we have not forgotten.
At the very least, it'll take a smart architect and a sympathetic developer to balance those requirements.
That report from the BBC's Guy Delaney in Belgrade.